What on earth are we going to wake up to tomorrow? That's a question our co-host Mary Louise Kelly has been hearing a lot this week in Iran. It's been exactly a week since Iranians woke up to news that their most celebrated general, Qasem Soleimani, was killed by a U.S. drone strike.
Since then, there was the deadly stampede at the funeral procession in Soleimani's hometown, the Iranian missile strikes on military bases in Iraq that host U.S. troops, and the crash of a Ukrainian airplane just after taking off from Tehran Airport. All of this was on people's mind today as they made their way to Friday prayers in Tehran. Mary Louise went along, or at least she tried to.
We had our documents all signed, stamped, you need official approval as a non-Iranian, a non-Muslim, and a journalist to go inside Friday prayers. But when we turned up at Imam Khomeini Masala, a massive prayer complex here in Tehran, we were greeted by a man wagging his finger, no Americans. On the sidewalks just outside, though, people were streaming past us to go in. A busload of soldiers arrived to pray. Whole families straggled in. Nayar Sadat Mahmoudi, a mother of three, was there with her family, says she tries to come every Friday, but this week feels unusually intense.
You say you came with much more feeling. What is the feeling? Is it anger? Sadness?
It's a mixture of grief and because we have lost someone very dear to us. But it's also a feeling of revenge, a feeling of combat, a feeling that we are ready and each one of us can actually be a Sardar, General Soleimani.
It was not hard to get people talking. As we did interviews, others approached and waited their turn. One guy asked to interview me. Another, an older gentleman named Ali Gamarian Zadeh, wanted to air his views on Americans.
The Americans, and I want to put in parentheses, I think it means the governance, are not trustworthy. We cannot trust them. They say one thing and do another. They do not act upon their promises.
We heard similar thoughts from a woman nearby who was raising money for charity at a card table she'd set up. She, too, had a message for America.
Qasem Soleimani.
We are sorry for losing Sardar Soleimani, but we are happy that we can stand and we can punch the America.
Punch America. Before I could ask another question, she added, we have no problem with the people of America. Just Trump. This woman declined to give her name, but she was okay with our recording, including the answer to a question I put to everyone we spoke to today. Do you believe the U.S. claim that the Ukraine Airlines plane that crashed after takeoff from Tehran Airport this week, that it was downed by an Iranian missile?
No. This was an accident. There was a mechanical problem that occurred. America, by saying this rumor, is trying to enrage us, but it's a rumor and America is lying.
That is pretty much the view of everyone we talked to outside Friday prayers, that the U.S. and Canada and other countries who are alleging an Iranian missile was to blame are making it up. The people I met today don't represent a scientific sample, obviously, but their views are in line with how Iranian state media is reporting on the crash. Here's Mohammad Reza Cheghini, a retired historian.
We would only accept what is aired from our own national TV, and that's what we would believe. For now, it's not clear exactly what happened, but the black box is there, and there has to be research done into that. But we don't believe the rumor that has been going on about the missile hitting the plane. We don't accept that.
And with that, Cheghini turned and headed in to hear the prayers. Tomorrow marks the start of a new week here in Iran. The work week here runs Saturday to Wednesday, and a lot of people are hoping this next week is a lot quieter than the one they've just lived through.
And that's our co-host, Mary Louise Kelly, reporting from Tehran. And our stories from Iran this week were produced by Becky Sullivan.